This is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up. A few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Well, today, as it's Women's Day, I'm here talking to Carla Sharp, who's the Africa Programme Manager at the South African Radio Astronomy Observatory, which is situated in Observatory in Cape Town, and we're talking about women in space. Good afternoon, Carla.
Good afternoon. Happy to chat.
Now, Carla, although you work for the Radio Astronomy Observatory, I know you're a bit of a space nut like me, aren't you?
I am, guilty as charged.
You've got an MBA from the International Space University.
Yes, I was part of the first executive MBA program, and it opened a number of doors for me to the international space arena.
And I think I remember the first time I met you, which was many years ago now, you were quite proud of the number of astronauts that you had met.
Yes.
So now, I also met quite a number of astronauts in 2011 when we had the International Astronautical Congress here in Cape Town. And I presume you've also met many female astronauts.
Yes, I think women have been very strong in the space arena, particularly as astronauts. Mainly also over the last few decades, astronauts have not so much been military or Air Force qualified, but people in science, medicine, and requiring other skills, as such, opening doors for a variety of people to become astronauts.
That's right. I think in the early days, astronauts had to be military test pilots, and women couldn't be military test pilots, so that excluded women. So I think we had something like the first woman in space, Valentina Tereshkova, in 1963, and then a 20-year hiatus. And I guess that's mainly because of that military background. And whereas now we have all kinds of specialists going into space, like you say, including Anousheh Ansari, who was the fourth overall space tourist, who funded herself to go up to the International Space Station. But I know that there were, you know, some peculiar things said in the early days about women going into space, but there are many advantages, and one of them is that we are smaller, so it's cheaper to send us up there, and also we tend to get on better. You know, if you're in close quarters, women tend to be more naturally sort of empathic. What would you say about that?
Yeah, I'm a little loath to generalize, but I think women are definitely suited mentally to strenuous situations that may involve emotional pulls on people, which obviously long time in space would do, and the rigors of travel in space. But again, I would loathe to distinguish and generalize, but women are as adept and able to do space travel as men are.
It's about time we had a South African woman in space, don't you think?
Yes, well, I think Adriana Marais, well known, is gearing herself toward taking on that title. And there are a few exciting programs coming in the not-too-distant future looking to develop the potential for an female African astronaut. So we'll keep you posted on that. I think what's important to note as well is astronauts are amazing and they're inspiring, but there are many women involved in the space industry on a number of levels that make a difference. For those of you out there who don't know a lot about space, watch the movie Hidden Figures. It covers the woman that made huge milestones in the mathematics required for us to get to space. And a lot of these women are sitting behind the scenes and not necessarily receiving credit, but they make the space program happen.
Indeed, indeed. There's a lot more besides the astronauts. And thank you very much, Carla Sharp, for sharing with us your thoughts about women in space, and we look forward to hearing more, especially from Adriana Marais. We'll interview her in the future for this show. Thanks, Carla.
Thank you. Happy to chat.
And for everybody out there, happy Women's Day for the rest of the day. And for me, this is Ketchel Kirkham, wishing you clear skies.